Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials for this Friday, April 23rd, with a company update from Northern Vertex Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NEE. And for everyone down in the US, the symbol is NHVCF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Michael Allen. Now, Mike, a couple news releases to recap from just this week. One on the production front at the Moss Mine, and also some new exploration targets at the Hercules project in Nevada. Let's start off with the production updates. We have quarterly results from the quarter ended March 2021. Gold ounces produced, just short of 10,000 ounces of gold equivalent produced. Take us through the overall production here, Mike. A general update for everybody in terms of how this Moss mine is running so far this year.
Actually, the Moss is doing quite well this year. And what we're seeing is a better product coming out of the pits, and that's allowing us to increase throughput. We had the start of the year, we transitioned from what we call the center pit to the west pit. There was associated pioneering and starting a new pit that we had to deal with. And so that led us to have some transitions. Also, with the production out of the west pit, because we're up high in the epithermal system, the vein had sort of splayed around a little bit, and so the subsequent grades were a little bit lower for this quarter. That explains the little dip in ounce production that we had versus last year. But now that we're into the west pit and we've got a stabilized pit floor to work with, we've transitioned out of the pioneering phase. We're actually starting to see some of the areas of the mineralization exceed what we had originally modeled. We don't know how long that's going to last, but we'll take it right now. So we're hoping that we're going to get an increased production out of the west pit and a higher production than we projected for the upcoming quarter.
Okay, I was going to bring that up, the slight drop in grade from the year-over-year comparison of 2020, the quarter end March 31st, because you look at all the numbers here, and I will post a link to this news release, but production pretty much on all fronts produced higher amounts of gold, higher gold equivalent, a little bit less silver, but the grade had dropped. So that was expected, and it's fair to say that you're expecting that grade to come back up in the preceding quarters?
It's fair to say that it was expected. Going forward, as we get down into the west pit, the grades are going to come up. Right now, we're enjoying an unexpected bump in grade. So I don't want to say that we're going to be able to duplicate that. But right now, when I look at what the mine is doing on a daily basis, we're actually exceeding expectations right now. Hopefully, we can continue to beat the model, but we can't. You know, right now the original data said that we were going to get a lower grade than we are right now, but we don't know. We are getting good grades, and we just don't know until we get an updated model what it's going to be going forward.
Okay, another update on the production front. Can you give us a little bit more insights into this leach pad expansion? It's mentioned in the news release, but you don't go into huge depth on it.
Yeah, and the leach pad expansion is ongoing. We're expecting to have the 3A pad wrapped up and receiving material by the end of Q2. That'll allow us to put... high grade material close to plastic is the expression, and actually improve our cycle time of when we get ore on the pad versus when it actually the gold and silver show up in the process plant. So it's going to be good to get that underway, and it'll increase our revenue cycle, getting ore, high grade ore onto the pad, and getting it, getting the dollars out or back to us.
So, do you have any estimates of how you see production being impacted, or even revenues being impacted when that leach pad is functioning?
You know, we haven't modeled that out. It's just that empirically it's a faster cycle through, and so we're not going to be diluting our leach solutions by pushing it through essentially spent ore in a full leach pad. It's just going to be going high grade ore onto leach pad to plastic and into the process plant.
All right. Thank you for that production update. Let's also talk about exploration that's happening at and around that Moss mine. When you and I chatted last, you outlined a lot of the exploration upside that you see at this Moss mine. What's the work focused on right now?
Well, part of the things that we're doing right now is we're working on the main Moss ore body for driving towards a resource update. As we talked about earlier, with seeing the blast holes exceeding the model in the west pit has drawn our attention. So we're trying to figure out how to get another drill into there to put some holes in and get the west pit model tightened up and potentially be able to increase our forecast grade coming out of it. In addition, we're working on the east and far east parts of the east pit and the far east pit extensions. And what we're seeing there is a continuation of the Moss vein. And we should be able to put some new results up on the board fairly shortly. But what we're hoping to see is identifying some really nice high-grade mineralization that we can put on that brand-new leach pad expansion.
Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting aspect of the company, too, all this planned expansion at the Moss Mine through drilling this year. Let's also talk about Hercules, because there was a news release that came out recently on new targets at the Hercules project. 45 total new targets. Mike, how are you going to be balancing out all these targets with what you've already drilled at Hercules?
Well, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I mean, these are geophysical targets. So the first order of business after you get something like this is actually getting guys out to the field and putting boots on the ground and understanding, you know, what these targets actually are when you get out there and take a look at them. So that process is ongoing. And what we'll see coming out of that is a prioritization of the 45 new targets into drill targets. We anticipate a drill program going on later on in 2021, and that'll be a combination of evaluating the best of the new targets identified by the geophysics, and then also look at some of our known mineralization. One of the things that came out of our phase two drilling and also through the geophysics is that a lot of these, or actually all of these structures, are more east dipping, where before they were thought to be west dipping. And so we have to go in and actually even look at the known mineralization with the new interpretation and give them another go. If we can have the success that we had in our phase two drilling, which we announced earlier, you know, we can get to, you know, high 90s hit rate. A predictable geological model will be really tearing the top off of the Hercules and be going at it hard again in 2022.
So, Mike, what's going to be the balance then of all this exploration that is on tap for the company, understanding that production still seems to be running smoothly, but exploration is what I know a lot of people are still looking at for this company?
Well, grossly speaking, the budget is $8 million of exploration drilling on Moss, $2 million of exploration drilling on Hercules. That Moss exploration drilling also allows us to move out of the known resource area and start to really articulate what Moss actually truly is. We've got other targets like well to the east, well to the west of the mine itself. That we're excited to be drilling in 2021. We've also got additional veins to the south and north that are going to be evaluated for drilling in this year and beyond. So it's going to be a busy time, but I think that it really gets us back to what, you know, we see here at the Moss and at the Hercules is really two large-scale, district-scale exploration opportunities backstopped by value of the production of the Moss Mine.
Now, that's one of the keys of this company, right? Having that Moss Mine production as a backstop and cash flow generator. I do want to revisit the Hercules project and how you're viewing the potential deposit here. We've talked about it in the past, but I think it's important to reiterate your new narrative in terms of how you think that deposit is structured and also combined now with these 45 new targets. How is that all playing into the bigger picture for exploration at Hercules?
Yeah, I mean, what the original thought was that the Hercules was actually very similar to the Moss, a classic epithermal linear structure with a sort of a Y shape to it. With the geophysics, and if you feel like taking a look at the image, you can see that there's large scale curves, and the mineralization is within curvy planar structures, and all of them have a consistent dip to the east. There's not west dipping and structures. There's all east dipping structures, and that actually impacted how people historically had explored the property. They thought that there was a west dip to all the mineralization. We've proven that it's all east dipping, and we get very consistent mineralization in our drilling when we go target that model. So that was what phase two of drilling at Hercules did. Now we have to go to all the targets that are the other four targets that didn't get an evaluation for East Dip and give them a shot. And that'll happen in late 2021.
Okay, a lot on tap for this company. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Northern Vertex Mining. I used to hold Eclipse Gold shares, but now it's Northern Vertex Mining. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike regarding any of the work or any of the production out of this company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Mike, I appreciate the update. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Corey.